Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline at 8:37. We're joined by Jonathan Lieber with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Jonathan, it is that time of year, time for some holiday shopping, but there are some potential scams out there, especially if you're looking for some of the more highly coveted items this year.
That's correct, and sadly, it seems to be like all times of the year now, or there's some kind of scam going on, but there's definitely going to be more things going on during the holiday season, that's for sure.
That's right. And some of this is just the fact that we're used to being able to get whatever we need, whether it's through delivery or through our brick and mortar stores. But this year, those shortages are going to really put the pressure on, you know, parents and Santa to deliver the goods. But also, it gives rise to crooks, to scammers.
It is, and this year is a little bit, I think, more unique in the sense that we have new issues kind of coming up. We have supply chain issues, we've got labor shortages, we've got microchip shortages, postal delays have been kind of talked about in the news, and so anytime you have something new and strange, and we have a lot of that going on, right, but specifically this year because of those four things I just mentioned, that's going to give scammers the opportunity to do something a little bit different and take advantage of you. And so because of microchip shortages and, you know, really what's happening with supply chain issues, people are going to, well, they're already doing it now, they're setting up fake websites. For any of those hard-to-get gifts for your kids, they're going to take advantage of consumers. And so there's this new Grogu, the Baby Yoda animatronic, that's the kind of one of the hot gift item for kids. That's being scammed. Game consoles like Nintendo Switch has a new one. PlayStation 5, we've seen issues with that for the past year. Legos, dolls, I mean, all these popular items that are out there, they're, scammers are taking advantage of parents and the fact that they're trying to get their kids some great toys, setting up fake websites, texting people, emailing people, doing stuff on social media saying, you know, buy now. We've got this product in stock, and it's cheaper than it normally is. So, all kinds of phony deals going on out there, getting parents to buy them. And if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
And what's the best way, you know, to make sure that if you are shopping online, and especially noting all the issues that we're currently seeing when it comes to supply chains and things like that, that you are making sure you are taking care of the best deals while trying to not be taken advantage of financially by somebody trying just to price gouge?
So, number one, only buy toys from reputable stores and websites. Number two, don't be fooled by these extra low prices. And number three, research before you buy. And here's what's interesting is we've had reports in our B2B scam tracker tool that consumers have gone to all these stores and websites that they usually go to, and everything's sold out. And so they'll go into Google and search for Nintendo Switch OLED, and then something pops up in Google. And one example is that somebody found a site, and it was on sale for $99.99. That's extremely cheap. I think they go for like $2.99 or something. But again, you know, they did go to the reputable stores, and when they Google it, they found one. But, you know, that's exactly what they want you to do. And so if it says it's not in stock in those stores that you trust, and you find it somewhere else, it's probably a scam. So I think that's the thing. If it's sold out in those stores, then it's sold out. And that's just the situation that it is. And so a lot of times people are hoping to find some kind of deal, digging online, or somebody suddenly has them. And again, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And so just stick to those websites that you know and trust. Don't be fooled by those low prices, and do some research. So if it's a company that pops up with something, research that, and before giving, you know, information, credit card number, etc., do some research on that company. But at the same time, if it's probably not something you're familiar with, you probably don't want to buy from them.
And even with reputable retailers, I mean, I ordered a watch from a reputable retailer, and I'm still waiting for it 2 months, 3 months later. So they're experiencing delays, and it can be frustrating. You know, definitely watch out for that those scams, because you will be feeling the regret and be setting as your New Year's resolution to check out things more thoroughly before you fork over that credit card number. All right, Jonathan Lievert with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, thank you again for giving us that information. As always, people should go to BBB.com. www.ReachForTheStars.org to find out more information. Right, Jonathan?
That's correct.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.